It's brought down in Halacha, so far as what is brought in Kisvei HaRizal and Kabbalah about the din, the Erev Shabbos, it's correct that a person should taste from each one of the foods of Shabbos, as is brought down on the Pasuk, Toyameo Chaim Zochu, those that will taste it will merit life. Referring to tasting the foods of Shabbos before Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. Now we know that in general the Geula, the time of the redemption, is a time of Shabbos. It's Shabbos meaning rest. It's when all the mazikim, all the damaging forces in the world will rest. It's when the golos will rest, will cease. The world, there won't be any bad. There won't be any destruction. And therefore it's referred to as the time of Shabbos. The time prior to the coming of Mashiach is as if it was Friday afternoon. And that's why we say that those that taste what we're going to have on Shabbos, Te'ameh Chaim Zochu, will merit life, is also referring to what's going to be when Mashiach comes. What we're going to eat on the Shabbos of Mashiach, that before, in the time before that, one should taste. Before the coming of Mashiach, when we're still in the time of Golos, we have to taste from the things that are going to be when Mashiach is going to come. What is this taste that it's referring to? So we know that when Mashiach is going to come, the Torah that Mashiach is going to teach is going to be called Torah Seishal Mashiach, the Torah of Mashiach. Now, a taste of Torah Seishal Mashiach is the teachings of Chassidus, the teachings that were revealed through the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim, the Alter Rebbe, and all the Rebbeim, the Nesiim, over all the generations, until our generation, until the Rebbe. And this is the taste, the teachings of Chassidus, is the taste that we taste in the time before the coming of Mashiach, of what's going to be when Mashiach is going to come, of the Torah that Mashiach is going to teach. And we also find this, that the Rambam says a very interesting thing. The Rambam says in Halacha, in Hilchos Tshuva and in Hilchos Melachim, that ein bein ha'olam hazeh liyameis ha'mashiach elo shibud malchiyos bilvad. There is no difference between this time and the times of in the days of Mashiach, only shibud malchiyos. Shibud malchiyos literally means there won't be any servitude, any service to the goyishe kingdoms. That means we won't have the yoke of the goyim on our heads. We won't be in golus. In other words, they won't be in control of us. We will be free, not under their control. In other words, as the Rebbe explains in many places, in the first period of time of the coming of Mashiach, there won't be any world changes or extreme miraculous things. No, there won't be any miracles, any change of the laws of nature. The first period of when Mashiach comes, it's simply that the Jewish people have their own king, Beis HaMikdash, king of Mashiach, Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, all the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, and the Goyim are not ruling over the Yidden. Now, this Psak Din, this decision of the Rambam, that there won't be any change, only that the Goyim won't rule over us, seemingly contradicts, on a superficial level, the clear Rambam that describes what is it going to look like in the time of when Mashiach is going to come, that the Lashon of the Rambam and the Siyum of the Rambam is Lo Yiyeh Esek Kol Ha'olam. The engagement of the entire world will be only Elo Lodas Es Hashem Bovad, to know Hashem. Now isn't that an extreme change? The world won't anymore be into business or worldly mundane matters. Rather, everyone will be engaged and involved in studying Hashem, Hashem's greatness, and the Torah. And therefore, how can the Rambam say that there's absolutely no difference between today's time and the times of Mashiach, only Shibud Malchies, that we won't be subjected to the Goyim? What must one say? That there really won't be a leap from one extreme to another extreme, that will be a big difference. Rather, no. We will actually prepare for the times of Mashiach in a way that, according to nature, the natural development of occurrences will be that from the time of Erev Shabbos, before the coming of Mashiach, already there will be the inyan of Hasagas Da'as Beiram, the knowledge of Hashem, that the world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem, and therefore it won't be a drastic change, and therefore one can keep the Maimar Chazal that says that the only difference between now and Mashiach is Shibud Malchiyos, and yet the whole world will be studying the time, will be prepared for the time of Mashiach through the preparation now, which is through studying Chassidus. So again, we see that, yes, the whole world will be engaged in the knowledge of Hashem, that we actually have to prepare for now. That if the whole world learns Chassidus now, the whole world is engaged in the study of the knowledge of Hashem, and then it won't be, because that's what Chassidus is, and then it won't be a drastic change. Because what is Chassidus all about? Chassidus gives to understand in the human intellect the greatness of Hashem and what all about Hashem. And that's exactly what's going to be when Mashiach is going to come. And therefore, we have to do all in our power that now, in the time of Golus, all Yidden should study and find out the great deep secrets of the teachings of Chassidus.